Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about how to discover the truth. Before I talk about that, I might mention a question Rulina asked me was, she asked, what would it feel like if we were to really have a spiritual experience? Now, it's a little bit difficult to describe because if I were to taste a lemon and try to describe how the lemon tastes to a person who never tasted a lemon, it's a little bit difficult to do. You could say, well, it's sour. Sour like what? Well, like a lime. Well, I haven't tasted a lime either. It's a little bit difficult to describe, maybe. Yes, Susie.
Okay, so James and I had this conversation before. Would it be a good way to describe it would be like when you've gone fishing and you've never caught a fish before? When you catch a fish, you know you caught a fish.
Yeah. A little bit, except...
Experience.
You know when you had it.
You know when you had it.
There's no guessing.
It's like when you catch a fish, all of a sudden you realize, oh, now I know what that feels like. I caught a fish.
Yeah.
Well, and see, I have different experiences, but, you know, how, I don't know how to evaluate them, you know? Is this truly important or
I'm normal.
Now, one thing that impressed me about Susie, once you've had a spiritual experience and someone else has a similar one, you know that what they've had. And Susie told me about an experience she had one time, and it relates to some that I've had, so I know she had a true spiritual experience. And I think that was a message to her to kind of affirm she was maybe headed the right direction or something like that. The best way to describe it is as a spiritual fire. Everything in the spirit is connected to fire. Matter of fact, the Tibetan wrote, his major book is called A Treatise on Cosmic Fire. He talks about three fires and three different types of fire that affect us all on different levels. So anyway, it's probably the best way to describe it is as a fire. I've only had this experience, the high spiritual experiences, either by myself or with one or two other people. In a larger group, it would be nice if we could have it, because the more people that can experience it together, the more intense the possibility. So I would like, I've been hoping each gathering to be able to call down the fire, but that hasn't happened yet. But I believe it will happen at one of the gatherings, or maybe I'll just have to call a certain number of people I think it has potential to do it together one of these days and try to communicate and bring the fire down from the higher realms. Because in a group, you can't have any more intensity than it can be borne by the weakest. Not that any of you are weaklings. Y'all are really great people. So I'm looking forward to this time. And you know, I was thinking, well, maybe there's not. The gathering won't be as big this time because maybe we'll have just the right number of people coming. Because I felt kind of a negative force in the atmosphere that's almost like trying to keep as many people away as possible from this gathering. So I think the people that actually made it here are some of the highest quality people we have out there. So anyway, I'm glad you guys did make it. We'll be doing some different exercises tomorrow, and hopefully we can elevate ourselves to the realm of the spirit. We'll elevate ourselves as much as possible. And in the various gatherings, we've had, you know, nice spiritual communion, but we haven't really brought down the fire. And if we can bring down the fire, the group will be amazed at how it feels, but because you have experienced it before in different realms and different places, it will be familiar. And that's the interesting part about it. Any spiritual experience you have, no matter how high or high low or how low, if it's truly from the realm of spirit, it will seem familiar. Because we've been there before one time or another. We're just retrieving what is really ours. That's what we want to do. And I think James got a glimpse of that when he went back. That we're here retrieving what we once had. You know, except when we get it here, we are able to harness it with more consciousness, more a fully consciousness. Because when we come down and we master the physical plane, it gives us an extended consciousness that we never had before. And this is what we're after. Yeah.
Okay. So using the same analogy of, how do you know if you've been in love? Once you fall in love, you know that you've been in love. So...
Yeah, like when you fall in love, that also seems familiar. It doesn't seem foreign. Even if you've never fallen in love before...
You know that person, you are from that person, yeah.
It's kind of like you expected it to feel, you know?
Yeah. My experiences with spiritual things hasn't been really emotional. I mean, it's not been... hasn't been, like... really strong in the heart. It's all been kind of matter of fact. I won't say dry, but it's not really dry. It just seems normal. Mm-hmm. But no, certainly no fire or anything. It's always been very matter of fact.
Okay, well, you might be accessing the intuitional plane, and you get kind of just good information and confirmation there.
Yep.
But then to access the fullness of the spirit, it's pretty overwhelming.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel very emotional. And,
yeah.
And let me explain the reason it makes you feel very emotional. It's because the Holy Spirit is connected to the future. It sees the future. It sees what is projected to be the future. And when you link up to the fire from the Holy Spirit, you link up to a vision of the future that is beautiful. That eclipses this to such a degree that it will almost make you weak. Because it is so powerful. I just got a glimpse of it right there. It makes you feel very emotional to contact that and to realize that our job is to bring the future to the present and to bring peace on earth to the world of man. But that is in the future, and there's no way, nothing that can prevent it from happening. It's just a matter of time. All we can do is shorten the time that it will take to materialize it here. But that's what brings a strong emotion, is when you tap into the spiritual fire, you're tapping into the future. And when you see the future, I mean, it almost overwhelms you as to the glories that is going to come. It's so much better than what we have now. Where there will be brotherhood, there will be peace, people will be able to use their creativity without interference. They will be true servants to each other.
I had one person in a meditation said something interesting when we were contemplating the future, and he brought back this phrase, if I can remember it, that our mission is to bring happiness to our brothers, or something like that. And that was the kind of the theme of the Brotherhood of the Future, that instead of just bringing happiness to yourself, the concentration will be on bringing happiness and fulfillment to our brothers and sisters.
I think he said we're
going to
fulfill each other's dreams.
I think it might have been something like that. It's been a long time. Yeah, we will fulfill each other's dreams.
I think that's what he did say.
So is that translating the Love Wisdom Center? Because when I think emotion, I think sexual.
You think what?
I think sacral emotion, but you're talking
about... Well, yeah, the strongest emotion comes through the heart, and then the heart links with the solar plexus, and it produces the fullness of emotion, you know. Yeah, it takes a lot to make me feel emotional. When my mom and dad died, I didn't cry or anything like that. I mean, normal stuff doesn't affect me.
But when I feel a glimpse of the spiritual forces, I feel overwhelmed. It's an amazing thing. Yeah.